B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
I want A plus B.
Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H.
I'm on A plus English.
Okay, welcome back to A Plus English, everyone. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Now, Laura, we have been telling a story about Niu Long and
Zhi Nu.
Zhi Nu. I'm probably not going to say that right. Sorry about that, guys. And I feel like this story is going into something like a tradition in Taiwan that you guys might know.
应该是七夕吧. It's a Chinese Valentine's Day.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Laura, I don't know much about Chinese Valentine's Day. So, can you tell me some things that might happen?
I don't really know. I just know it falls on the seventh day of the seventh month.
In the lunar year.
Lunar year. Mm-hmm. 对, 我只知道七夕是7月7号。 可是呢, 我觉得 tradition, 传统来讲, 我也不知道我们会做什么。 It sounds probably very much like the Western Valentine's
Day.
So
maybe some flowers, some chocolates, that kind of
thing. Take them out for dinner.
Okay. Well, hopefully, on Chinese Valentine's Day this year, we have some Valentines.
Of course.
All right. Well, let's find out the rest of this story and how it relates to Chinese Valentine's Day.
The Weaving Maid and the Cowherd.
The Jade Emperor looks for his daughter. When he finds her, he's very angry.
Fairies can't marry humans,
he says. He sends his wife to fetch Zhi Nu. Niu Long uses the ox's hide to fly after them. The emperor's wife cuts the sky to separate them. This creates the Milky Way. However, the magpies want Niu Long and Zhi Nu to be together. The magpies make a bridge across the sky to help them. The Jade Emperor feels touched.
You can see Niu Long once a year,
he tells Zhi Nu.
On the seventh day of the seventh month, you can be together.
That day is now Chinese Valentine's Day, the Qixi Festival. Angry, angry. My sister was really angry because I broke her toy car. My sister was really angry because I broke her toy car. Sky, sky. The sun started going down and the sky turned from blue to black. The sun started going down, and the sky turned from blue to black. Create, create. People created the first computers in the 1940s. People created the first computers in the 1940s. Bridge, bridge. We should go over the bridge to cross the big river. We should go over the bridge to cross the big river.
认识字汇.
Fetch. Separate. Magpie.
Okay, the last day of our article starts out with not Niu Long, not Zhi Nu, but her father.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. It says, the Jade Emperor looks for his daughter.
Uh-oh, 玉皇大帝要寻找他的女儿喽。
I guess he didn't get invited to the wedding, maybe?
Uh-oh. They're in trouble.
Uh-oh. And it says here, when he finds her, he's very angry. Now, angry is an adjective. It's spelled A-N-G-R-Y, angry.And when you feel angry, you feel very unhappy and you might want to shout or hurt somebody because you think they did something bad. Now, if someone breaks something of yours, maybe your friend broke your toy, you might get angry. If someone calls you a bad name, you might get angry. Sometimes we even get angry if we think things are not fair or even if we just don't get what we want. Here's an example.My sister was really angry because I broke her toy car. My sister was really angry because I broke her toy car.
You should buy her a new one.
I should.
Okay, 所以我们看到玉皇大帝他生气气了 ,okay? 所以他找到织女的时候非常的生气哦。我们这时候看到 angry 这个字来表示愤怒的 ,okay? 它是个形容词。那我们通常可以用 angry at or withSomebody, okay, 就是对某人生气。或者呢啊有时候你可能会惹别人生气可是你会觉得说诶可是我不知道他在气什么因为可能有些人他就是比较容易敏感或是生气。这时候你可能就会说 I don't understand what he's angry about. 我不明白他为什么要生气耶。Do you get angry easily, Aaron? What kind of things might make you angry?
I get...really angry when I'm walking on the street、
uh-huh.
and someone is not paying attention because they're on their phone.
Ooh, and that can be so dangerous.
And then they stop in front of me or they walk into me、
Ooh.
And oh, that makes me mad.
Okay,、
yeah.
真的我也会生气。Okay, 所以低头族们小心咯。好啦回到课文他说我的妹妹非常的生气为什么呢因为我弄坏了她的 toy car, 玩具车。
Alright, well, let's find out why the Jade Emperor was so mad. Let's see if it's because he didn't get invited to the wedding. Or maybe because his daughter disappeared for a long time. It says here, fairies can't marry humans, he says.
Oh, 我们知道他为什么生气气了。他说仙女不能跟人类结婚。
Okay, well, I guess that is a reason for someone to be angry. I don't know.It says here, he sends his wife to fetch 织女。
织女。我一直在纠正 Aaron, 我好坏。所以玉皇大帝派他的太太去接织女哦。OK, 这里呢 ,send 有这个送走、或者是派遣的意思哦。像是呢 ,you can send your son to boarding school, 就是送你的儿子去寄宿学校念书啦。Or he was trying to explain,But she became impatient and sent him away. So she told him to leave. Okay. 所以他试图解释但他却开始不耐烦把他给打发走了。Now, send can also mean something else. Send 可以指就是送或是发送像是寄信啦 ,send a letter or send an email. 现在我们好像都会寄电子邮件了嘛对不对 ?Okay, 那 fetch 在这里有一点难哦它其实是个动词表示接的意思。Okay, and what happens?
Well, it says, Niolong uses the ox's hide to fly after them.
Oh, there you go!
That's why he needed the ox's hide.
我们终于知道那个牛皮派上用场。他说牛郎利用牛的皮在他们后面飞着。
But it's not going to be so easy, Laura. Of course, when you're in love and someone comes to take your love away and you try to rescue them, it's like a movie. What's going to happen? Well, it says here, the emperor's wife cuts the sky to separate them.Okay, well, that is not a very nice thing to do, but we're in a story and that's kind of the thing that happens. So what is the sky? Well, sky is a very easy word to spell. It's spelled S-K-Y, sky, and it's a noun. Now, when you are outside and you look up, you are looking at the sky. Now, it's the big space above you where you see the moon, the stars, clouds, and the sun, and where airplanes and birds fly. Here's an example. The sun started going down and the sky turned from blue to black. The sun started going down and the sky turned from blue to black.
Okay, 我们看到哈，这个玉皇大帝的太太为了分隔他们两个而将天空分开。其实我刚刚之前就有提到这个字 sky, 就是天空，因为我们学到了云朵嘛，所以我们都有提到天空天这个字，它是一个名词。所以 a blue sky 就是蓝色的天空， a cloudy sky, okay, 就是多云的天空 might mean it's gonna rain, okay? 那课文的例句又提到了什么呢？ Okay, 就是当太阳开始落下，天空也从蓝转成黑了。So it's gonna become a dark sky, 阴暗的天空。
All right, well, Laura, we also should talk about what the emperor's wife did, which we use the word separate for.
对呀、啊、他们想要怎么样帮他们两个分开 separate 就是分隔分开它是一个动词 Hey, did you know you can get a special device for separating egg whites from yolks?
I did actually
哦你知道我就是有一种可以把蛋白跟蛋黄分开 separate 的一个专用的器具
Alright, wellI need one of those devices because I bake a lot and it's a good thing to have. But we should continue on in the story. What happens when the emperor's wife cuts the sky? Well, it says here in the article, this creates the Milky Way. Now, you probably all know what the Milky Way is, but we'll find out more about that in a minute. First, let's talk about our word power word, create.Now, create is a verb. It's spelled C-R-E-A-T-E, create. And when you create something, you cause it to be real or exist for the first time. You make something for the first time, basically. Now, for example, if I make a painting, I can say that I created a piece of art. Here's another example. People created the first computers in the 1940s.People created the first computers in the 1940s.
Wow, that's a long time ago. Okay, 所以就像很多神话故事一样，这里我们看到一个很神奇的事情啦，就是他刚刚不是分隔这个牛郎跟织女，于是呢，他们就创造出了 the Milky Way, 就是银河。Okay, create, 我们先来看一下这个字，就是创造。比方像是 The Bible says that God created the world, 就是从圣经上 来看到我们看就是有提到上帝创造了世界。OK, 那刚刚的例句提到的是人们在1940的年代就创造了第一批的电脑诶。Wow, 1940s.
About 80 years ago now.、Mm. Alright, so...Not everybody wants to separate Niolong from his love.、Mm-hmm. It says here, however, the magpies want Niolong and Zhenu to be together.
Aw, that's so cute. 然而呢，这个喜鹊想要让这个牛郎和织女在一起。Magpie 就是喜鹊的意思。
All right, so a magpie is just a kind of bird.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so what are the magpies going to do? It says the magpies make a bridge across the sky to help them. What a cool thing to do. Thank you, magpies. What did they do? They built a bridge. Bridge is a noun. It's spelled B-R-I-D-G-E, bridge. And it's something that you build like a structure.That goes over something that is not very easy to cross, such as a river or a busy highway. Now, a bridge goes over a river, for example, and then people don't have to go through the river or around it, both which can be very difficult or very hard, like long. It would take a long time to do. What can they do? They just walk over the bridge, or in today's world, they probably drive over it in their car or scooter.Here's an example. We should go over the bridge to cross the big river. We should go over the bridge to cross the big river.
因为大家都对这故事知道吧，就是这个喜鹊就造了一座桥，跨过天空来帮助牛郎跟织女。 OK, 不过我们看到 bridge 这个字哦，就是桥，它是个名词，我通常会想到 London Bridge is falling down, falling down, 就是伦敦大桥垮下来，这首歌就会提到 bridge, OK? So you can drive across or over the bridge, 就是开车驶过大桥。那回到刚刚的例句提到就是我们要怎么样应该走上桥 go over the bridge, 才可以跨过这条大河。
Okay, well, you know, the Jade Emperor, he sees the magpies do this, and he kind of changes his mind a little bit. It says the Jade Emperor feels touched.
Oh, okay, 玉皇大帝因此受到感动。Touched 这个形容词就是感动的 okay? 比方像是呢 he was touched that you remembered his birthday. 他很感动或是很感激你记得他的生日。那当我们说 something is touching, 就是令人感动的像是this movie is very touching.
Okay, well, you know, he's still kind of mad that his daughter, the fairy, married the human and had two kids and, you know, disappeared. And he's happy, he's touched, but he's not quite ready to give up his daughter.
Okay.
It says...You can see Nyolong once a year, he tells Zhenyu.
What? Just once a year?
I guess so.
他告诉Zhenyu说，好啦，你每年可以见到Nyolong一次，一年一次就是once a year. OK, 所以呢，如果我们要表示在多少的时间之内，OK，发生的频繁的次数，我们可以用几次。比如说 once, twice, OK, 或者是三次以上就是要数字，再加上 times.OK, 像是五次就是 five times, 后面接在这个总时间的长短比方像是呢两个星期一星期两次好了就是 twice a week, OK, 那一年三次就是 three times a year, 以此类推。
OK, well, when is Nyolong allowed to see his love? It says here, on the seventh day of the seventh month,You can be together.
Oh, okay, 所以这个应该大家都知道每年第七个月的第七天你们就可以在一起。Isn't that the Chinese Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm, and that's why our article says that day is now Chinese Valentine's Day, the 七夕 festival.
没错啦那天就是现在的七夕中国情人节。
Alright, guys, that is a beautiful story that taught me about some traditions in Taiwan.
Wow.
But we are finished it. We have to finish off today with our magic box. But don't worry, we'll be back as normal for our review time.
Magic box! 找亮点
Hello everyone, this is Casey.Touch 这个字我们都知道是五种常见感官其中的一种触觉。当动词使用的时候呢 touch 有触摸碰到的意思。像是 He was careful not to touch the blood. He was careful not to touch the blood. 他小心不碰到血。Touch 这个动词呢也可以解释成感动或是打动的意思。像是 His words really touched me. His words really touched me.他的话深深打动了我。Touch 这个字很特别哦，如果要当形容词表示某人觉得感动的，就可以直接在字尾加上 ed， 变成 touched。要特别注意的是，接上 ed， 也就是过去分词当作形容词的时候，主词只能是人，不会是事物。所以呢，我也可以用它造一个例句 ：Jack wrote a card for me, and I felt touched.Jack wrote a card for me, and I felt touched. 我因为 Jack 写的那张卡片而觉得很感动。那如果主词是事物呢 ？Touch 后面就必须接上 ing， 也就是现在分词的用法，变成形容事物是令人感动的。所以刚刚那句话我也可以这么说 ：The card Jack wrote was so touching. The card Jack wrote was so touching. Jack 写的那张卡片非常的令人感动。或者是呢，你也可以用来形容一个故事、一场电影 ，a touching story or a touching movie 等等。跟 touch 还有 touching 一样，由动词变化成为形容词类似的字呢，还有 surprised 和 surprising。I'm surprised by the gift 是形容人的用法。 A surprising gift 是形容事物的用法。以下话你练习看看咯。这部电影好无聊。The movie was blank. 空格之中该填入的是 bored 还是 boring 呢？ The answer is The movie was boring. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到咯。
All right, welcome back to review time, everyone. Laura, I've saved the best review time for last. That is our riddles.
Oh, yes. I love them, actually.
I know. All right. So our words are angry, sky,
right.
create, and bridge.
Right. I remember all of them.
Okay. So here's number one. I am something you do. When you do me, you make something, often for the first time. You often have to use your mind to do me. What are you doing?
I know this word. Create.
Yes.
Because I'm very creative.
Oh, good use of the adjective. Okay, here's number two. I am something you feel. When you feel this way, you might want to shout or break something. Sometimes when people feel this way, it's because they think another person hurt them. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling angry. Mm. Or maybe a little hungry now.
maybe a little hangry.
Yeah.
All right, number three. I am something that you can walk on. I am very important for reaching other places that can be hard to get to. I have to be very strong and safe if many people use me. What am I?
Of course, you are a bridge.
That's right. Okay, here's our last one. I am something you see in the world. You see me every time you go outside. But I can change color during different times of day or if the weather changes. What am I?
You are the sky.
Exactly. All right. That could seem like a cloud, maybe, but
probably.
It is the sky. All right. Those are our riddles for today.
I love riddles.
Mm-hmm. See if you guys can make some riddles of your own. But we are all out of time. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Weaving Maid and the Cowherd.
The Jade Emperor looks for his daughter. When he finds her, he's very angry.
Fairies can't marry humans,
he says. He sends his wife to fetch Zinu. Niolang uses the ox's hide to fly after them. The Emperor's wife cuts the sky to separate them. This creates the Milky Way.However, the magpies want Niolang and Zhenyu to be together. The magpies make a bridge across the sky to help them. The Jade Emperor feels touched.
You can see Niolang once a year,
he tells Zhenyu.
On the seventh day of the seventh month, you can be together.
That day is now Chinese Valentine's Day, the Qixi Festival.Angry. My sister was really angry because I broke her toy car. My sister was really angry because I broke her toy car. Sky. The sun started going down.And the sky turned from blue to black. The sun started going down, and the sky turned from blue to black. Create. People created the first computers in the 1940s. People created the first computers in the 1940s.Bridge. We should go over the bridge to cross the big river. We should go over the bridge to cross the big river.
认识 词汇。
Fetch, separate, magpie.
节目是由 A Plus English 空中美语制作。 A Plus English 空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店，欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是 www.englishforyou.net www.englishforyou.net 谢谢您的收听。